Winnie and Wilbur Volume 4, written by Laura Owen and Corky Paul, and read by Amy Entickner. Winnie's garden was as hot as a cauldron. Wilbur lay under a rhubarb leaf, with his legs stretched and his tongue hanging out. Along came Winnie wearing such dark sunglasses that... Trip!
Meow!
Whoops! Bloomin' cat! Said Winnie, rubbing her nose.
Meow, wow, wow!
Said Wilbur.
Well, I'm hot too, you know, said Winnie. I'm a hot cross witch, and you're a hot cross cat. We need to cool down.
Winnie picked up the watering can and watered her feet.
Oh, that's nice, she said,
wiggling her steaming toes.
I wish... Oh, I've got an idea, said Winnie,
and she pointed her wand at the watering can.
Abracadabra,
she shouted. Instantly, there was a giant watering can up in the sky, spilling down a great showering waterfall of cold water.
Lovely,
said Winnie, dancing in the shower.
Come on, Wilbur.
But Wilbur was thrashing his wet tail and scowling at Winnie.
Whoopsie warts,
said Winnie.
I forgot that cats don't like water. Abracadabra!
In another instant, the watering can was gone. Winnie stood there, dripping and steaming.
I'm sorry, Wilbur. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Now, can we be friends again?
Wilbur closed his eyes.
I'll magic you a sun hat. I'll magic you some sunglasses, said Winnie. Abracadabra, abracadabra.
Now Wilbur looked a dude, but he was still cross.
This'll make you laugh, said Winnie. What's brown and sticky and sounds like a bell?
Wilbur looked the other way and pretended not to listen.
Dung,
said Winnie.
Dung's brown and sticky, and dung is the sound a big bell makes. Get it?
Wilbur just sniffed.
I'll buy you a present then. That'll cheer you up, said Winnie.
She got her broom.
Jump up, Wilbur.
Wilbur's ears flattened on his head, but he climbed on board. It was hot flying.
Let's go faster to make a breeze, said Winnie. Abracadabra!
In an instant, Wilbur had to cling on to the broom with every claw. He lay flat and he closed his eyes, his tail whizzing out behind the broom.